The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week, we're talking about one of our favorite middle of winter pastimes, which is to curl up on the sofa and watch a little Netflix.
Pass the popcorn, because we do love a good show. If you're not happy with some of the newer things that have come out on Netflix lately, don't forget that Netflix allows you to go back in time and catch some of the older TV shows you might have missed when they were on the air.
I've done that now with a few TV series, and I'm so glad I did. I totally missed the boat on Gilmore Girls when it was on TV the first time, so I watched all of those on Netflix and loved it. Same thing with Parks and Recreation, which is such a funny show.
The TV show called The Office also expanded its fan base by being on Netflix, and the show Friends also has a loyal following. In fact, some fans noticed that Friends was scheduled to go off Netflix at the end of last year, and there was a huge online uproar about it. So Netflix paid $100 million to keep Friends streaming for another year.
Those are some expensive friends.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Other good binge-worthy shows include Grace and Frankie, Stranger Things, One Day at a Time, Breaking Bad, and The Crown. If you have Amazon Prime, do not miss the show The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is so good. But again, please read about these shows on Common Sense Media before you decide whether or not your kids can watch.
Good advice. That's it for us today, but you can always find us online at Northwest Arkansas's largest mom-focused website, NWAMotherLode.com,
where moms click.